Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you for the invitation to be here today. First of all, I want to talk about the most important infrastructure project in Wales, to me, and that is the Newtown Bypass. It's in my own constituency, and it's been talked about for a very long time, but construction is taking place at the moment, and the project is due for completion at the end of next year, according to Welsh Government. I always say that at the end, because my constituents ask me, and it doesn't go to time, I can say, according to Welsh Government. But this is a project which has been talked about for a very long time. And today we'll be talking about other projects which are being talked about and have not come to fruition. So this is an example of one of those projects. Often constituents, if you travel from north to south Wales or from east to west, you've probably been stuck in Newtown traffic at some point. But this is a really big project for Mid Wales. And when we talk about how long projects are talked about for, my constituents sometimes say, well, this project's been talked about for 30, 40, 50 years. And I say, well, no, actually 70 years. This project was first talked about in 1947. That's before my father was born. And there was an article in my local newspaper from the local district council said, proposed Newtown Bypass. And it was an advert asking for schoolboys to count cars either side of the town. And count the traffic as it was coming in, and they'd be supported by policemen. So a lot's happened since then. In 1947, obviously, the district council thought girls weren't able to count cars, and also only policemen could supervise what was going on, not policewomen. And, of course, now we have, rather than having school boys or girls that count cars, we have consultants that charge a lot of money to count the cars. Instead. So a lot's changed since then. I've got some good news for you and bad news for you today. The good news is that I'll only be speaking for 10 more minutes, and the bad news is that after I've finished talking, then I hope to have a conversation and I want you to do some talking and ask me some questions, make some comments, and help me in my job as chairing a committee in the Assembly. It's an exciting time for infrastructure projects in Wales. That's what I said back in March when I spoke on the subject in the National Assembly. I listed at the time four big projects, three of which are no closer to being built today than they were then. And those projects are the M4 Relief Road, as we know, currently going through the public inquiry as I speak. Proposals for a new nuclear power station at Wilver, still a proposal. The Swansea Tidal Lagoon and other lagoons around Wales as well, still awaiting UK government approval. The only one of the four where there has been some concrete development is the railways, where electrification on the main line to Cardiff is nearing completion. But we know, of course, that electrification to Swansea won't be happening. The South Wales Metro and new Wales and Borders rail franchise should be going out to tender today, all being well, we'll see. And Wales, I think, does have some great plans, but we need bit more action, I think, from government. The Welsh Government's new Prosperity for All document was published last week and says the following in respect of infrastructure. The exciting major projects planned across Wales over the coming years must bring with them significant benefits for their regions and have a lasting legacy for the people, infrastructure, and economy of these areas. Well, like much of the Prosperity for All document, that statement, only a monster would disagree with that. Who would want these projects not to have significant benefits for their regions and not to have a lasting legacy? At the start of this year's Assembly Committee for the Economy, Infrastructure and Skills Committee, which I chair, we took a long, hard look at the Welsh Government's plans to establish a National Infrastructure Commission for Wales. We invited evidence from stakeholders in Wales, and looking around the room, in the audience today, I can see many of you here today as well. We heard from these involved in the UK National Infrastructure Commission, and we looked at how similar operations work in Australia. And our conclusions were largely the Cabinet Secretary's vision of an expert body that can depoliticise some of the most contentious and far-reaching decisions in Wales. And we thought that was a compelling point. But there were areas where the committee recommended change from the government's proposals. And they were, firstly, while we agreed that the establishment of the body shouldn't be delayed by legislation, we did believe that there were real benefits of putting it on a statutory basis to give it more credibility and more clout. And to that end, we recommended that it should be set up with a presumption that legislation will follow. Unfortunately, Ken Skates didn't agree with that recommendation, but I hope that this is an idea that will whose time will come at some point. Secondly, we also thought that the remit of the Commission should be slightly wider to include the supply of land and strategically significant housing developments. And thirdly, we also wanted to make the body more independent by making it accountable to the Future Generations Commissioner, by ensuring it's based outside of Cardiff and not sharing buildings with Welsh Government, and by giving an Assembly committee the chance to scrutinise the chair prior to his or her appointment. So in all, we made 10 recommendations, and I'm pleased that the government has engaged seriously with the work that we undertook and given real serious consideration to the ideas that we put forward. The Welsh Government accepted 6 of the committee's recommendations, and another 3 were accepted in principle, with only 1 being rejected. Now, the Cabinet Secretary has confirmed he intends to review the body towards the end of this Assembly, about 3.5 years from now, and I hope that that will provide an opportunity to look again at the rejected recommendation to see whether the risks we identified or not of putting it on a statutory basis have been borne out. The next steps for the National Infrastructure Commission will be to appoint the commission and the chair. And I know that the government is currently working on the recruitment process. The Cabinet Secretary has agreed in response to our committee's recommendation that his preferred candidate for chair for the commission will be scrutinised by an Assembly committee in a pre-appointment hearing. Now, pre-appointment hearings are a relatively new thing for us here in Wales, but they have been happening quite frequently in Westminster and in the London Assembly. And the Finance Committee hearing for the preferred chair of the Welsh Revenue Authority was the first such hearing by an Assembly committee. In Westminster, over 90 pre-appointments hearings have been held over the last 10 years. And whilst committees can't formally veto appointments, they are, I think, an important check on the integrity and effectiveness of senior public appointments and a curb against ministers abusing their power. So the argument is that the process is having to go through a pre-appointment hearing deters ministers from putting forward perhaps nominees who might not serve well under public scrutiny. The new chair will need to be someone who can handle the level of scrutiny in addition to all their other skills as well. As an expert in some aspects of infrastructure, they will also have to build the role of the commission, build relationships with other bodies, the UK government and the equivalent body in Scotland, and engage as well with you, the stakeholders, and be able to build a consensus around the Commission's decisions. The leadership provided by that first post holder will go a long way in defining the expectations the people of Wales have for the Commission. So it's a crucial appointment, and I'm hopeful that the committee's input will contribute to an appointment that has widespread support. Now, I understand the government is looking to recruit up to 11 commissioners from a range of backgrounds. The committee in its discussions considered whether or not the commissioners should represent different regions of Wales, but ultimately we decided we weren't necessarily persuaded that there was a need for representation across all parts of Wales, but they should have an awareness of all parts of Wales. And what was important to us as a committee is that the different specialisms are represented. And the Commission represents the diversity of Wales. Before I wind up, it would be remiss of me also not to talk about the committee's work in regards to the publication of our digital infrastructure report this month. There remains some work to be done to ensure that everyone in Wales has access to good, fast, reliable broadband and mobile. I know that only too well through the regular post I get in my post bag every day as a constituency AM representing a rural area. And we expect the Welsh Government's response to our report next month. And the Minister has confirmed yesterday when she came to our committee for scrutiny that there will be an update on the government's mobile action plan in the next couple of weeks. So I'm sure we'll be hearing perhaps more about this aspect of infrastructure too today. So I'd like to close with a call for action. Wales has some blockbuster infrastructure plans on the blocks, and the idea of creating a National Infrastructure Commission has support, I should say, across all the parties in the Assembly. What we need now is a more energetic government, putting strategies in place into action and getting on with the business of building the Wales for tomorrow. So thank you all.